Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. How you doing?
Amen. I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. Hanging in here.
Good to hear. Yeah. That's good. That's good to know. Amen.
How's the week going so far?
Oh, well, it's actually going pretty fast. That's a good thing because I'm tired. It's going pretty fast. It really is. Tomorrow's Thursday already. Other than that, all is well. All is well. I'm blessed just like you.
That's right. That's right. Well, amen. Hey, since we on the line, I tell you what, let's do a little recap.
Okay. Well, you wanna start from the beginning? I wanna talk about actually the whole month of August. We started off since this is the last Wednesday of the month. We wanna talk about the first week. And the first week we talked about the importance of the man, how his life is important and how he was born for a reason and how he was ordained by God to be victorious and to have dominion and to be more than a conqueror, and how he's special in the household and how God called him the head and he's the king and how he's the priest of the house and how he's much needed, whether he believe it or not, whether he know it or not, and whether life is, you know, issuing that to him, you know, because it's pretty rough out here right about now for men. But, again, he can do all things through Christ, which strengthens him. And our second show was the importance of a woman. Our second week was the importance of a woman. And we talked about her, the woman's role of basically her being the helpmeet, who God ordained to come and help the man. We came from his rib. But then we discussed Proverbs 31 on what a woman should look like. And it's a lot of times we don't know the identity, our identity. Sometimes we get lost. Because of trials and tribulations, because of let down, because of feeling aborted, rejected, and so forth. And so, so we talked about the importance of a woman, and we had a whole bunch of powerful women and powerful men in the Bible that we can identify with, and who God called those men to be, but yet they struggle just like we do today. And then last week, of course, was the importance of family. We talked about the man, the wife, the husband, the wife, and the children, and how they were ordained to nurture and love, and how the husband and the wife were meant to look like Christ. You know, and the husband was meant to love his wife like Christ loved the church, And, actually both are supposed to, we all are supposed to show that love every day to our children. We're here to nurture them, to love on them, you know, to pour the love of God in them, that they may see God through us and we may see God through each other. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So yeah, that's what the first 3 weeks were. This is our last week of the month, for the month of October. And I thank God for everyone, for the faithful listeners that's been coming on every week. So I've been giving me encouraging words, blessing the listeners, blessing us, you know. We're just grateful for you all for coming on, for being faithful, for sharing that wisdom, that knowledge that God has given you, you know. And we just thank you. We want you to keep calling. We want you to keep listening. We want you to keep sharing. Keep blessing someone, because you don't know who you're blessing on the other end. We don't know who that word is for. We don't know who your testimony is for. We really don't know. They may never push one. They may not even ever tell us that they're listening. But we do know it's for somebody, that our life is not our life. You know, once we're in Christ, our life belongs to Him. And it's for somebody else. Everything we go through is for the next person. Our trials, our tribulations, our ups and downs, our weakness, our strength. You know, it's to help someone else. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. So yes, that was a recap on the first 3 weeks. And thanking God for Dennis. He's a laid-back, humble type of guy. He don't mind working, a hard worker. I love the Lord, you know, so I'm thanking God for those type of connections, for those type of connections, and I want more of these type of connections, especially with men of God, you know, that are faithful to God, that are not perfect but yet striving toward perfection. Amen.
You know, I got to reverse that back on you, right? I got to say thank God for you, too. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So, okay, well, what we want to do, I want to start off with a prayer. And we're going to take a commercial break. And we're going to come back to the show. And we're going to talk about the power of forgiveness, of unforgiveness, but yet the power of forgiveness, because unforgiveness calls you to be powerless, but a forgiving spirit calls you to walk in power. And this unforgiveness, it actually comes against a lot of families, relationships, you know, covenant partners, businesses, you know. So we wanna discuss that today. We wanna hear what you gotta say about it. We wanna hear, because then we know somebody out here struggling with it. We all struggle with it from time to time. I used to hold it for a long time, but now it's just like, okay, let it go. I forgive you, whether you're right or wrong. It don't even matter who was right, no matter who was wrong. When we know that time is valuable and we can't get it back, we cannot relive it, we all learn to forgive. So we're going to go ahead and go in prayer, and we want to come back because we want to start off strong this week. We want to start off strong, and we want to leave room and time for those that's calling in, for those that's listening, for those that want to talk, for those that want to give an encouraging word. We don't, last week it was, the calls were torn in, so say, well, we can even close out in prayer. They were just coming in, and I thank God for that. But people were talking, they were sharing, they were listening, and so I bless God for you. And so now, Father, we just want to thank you today, God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And Father, we pray right now today that all eyes and ears are open and receptive to you and your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Father, that they don't focus on Tiffany, but God, that they focus on the God that lives in me, Father, that they will, Father, have an open heart and an open ear, Father, to, Father God, forgive today, God, to forgive whoever it may be, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, remove all hindrances. Father, remove all obstacles that's in their way, Father, all distractions. Father, we bind them right now in the name of Jesus, Father, and we release, Father, freedom, Father, in their household, in their car, wherever they may be listening, Father, in their room, Father. We decree and declare, Father, right now, God, that, God, every yoke is destroyed, every burden is lifted, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that on tonight, someone will be free, God. They'll be free to love. They'll be free to hug. They'll be free, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for the freedom, Father, ahead of time, Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name. And it is so. Amen. We'll see you all in 2 minutes. We'll be back. Amen.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com, or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space, 1, and download the app. It's a free mobile app, or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertising at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Amen, amen. We're back. I want to do it right. Let's see here. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And we're back. Can you hear me well?
Amen, yes. Hear you real clear.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, well, hey, what our Father do? I know people, Miss Thompson has stopped me. She said, hey, stop playing all that background music. You be messing me up. So, look, I'm going to try to minimize some of the background music in the background. And y'all might catch us and say, hey, turn that down. So that is a little humor that I have to share.
Don't do me like that. It's going to bust me out like that. No, I want to hear the listener. And so I have to fight. I'm like, I'm fighting to hear the listener in the song, too. All is well. No, all is well. Amen.
Okay. So hey, you know, we don't capitalize with a prayer. I'm excited. I'm ready. You got your callers already calling in. We got some people that already checked in. So hey, you know, whenever you're ready to get started, it's all on you. It's all about you and them.
Amen. Well, you let me know whenever they, because it's not so much about me. Let me know whenever they somebody didn't click one. I'll stop what I'm doing. I know how to backtrack and go back to what I'm doing. I know how to flow a little bit. I'm a little versatile, but what I don't want to do is let that one that probably never called a radio station and or was ever able to get through to a station, because see, I had that problem a lot.
That's right.
Call and can't never get through, and I gave up on calling. So we don't want that to happen to them. We want them to know that it's really and truly about them. Amen.
Amen. Well, somebody did hit the one button so far, though. I don't know if she's ready to check in yet, but yeah.
You want to check with her then?
Yeah, let's just check with her, because she called. She was the very first one, and I love that type of support. Let's see here. We got Miss Evangelist Shirley Jenkins on the line. How you doing?
Hi, how are everybody?
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless. This is my first time on the line.
Okay, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Amen.
So
thank God for you.
I'm just here listening and taking in all what God going to give out on the night.
Amen. Well, Shirley, guess what? What we're talking about tonight is the power of unforgiveness and forgiveness. The power for unforgiveness, the power of unforgiveness, and the power of forgiveness.
Okay.
That's in families and in relationships.
Okay.
And, you know, and we have, when I say families, you know, some of us have spiritual families, we have natural families, then we have it going on in our sisterhood and our brotherhood, you know, then we have it going on in our husband and wives or, you know, fiance, and then we have it going on in the church,
yes,
in the body of Christ. So this one spirit, you know, it's been lingering around for a long time.
Yes, it's a much needed talked about subject.
Yes. So
yes,
before I get started, is there anything you want to share about it before I go in?
Well, unforgiveness is like you said, it will hold you back from even going forth in all that you're supposed to be for the Lord. Even if you wasn't saved, it will hold you back from even going forth to your next step in life. Unforgiveness will. And God had to teach me that through learning how to forgive to be able to understand about that unforgiveness.
That's right. That's right.
And he taught me my forgiveness in a lesson that I would never forget.
Okay.
Due to something that happened to me long, long time ago in life.
Mm-hmm.
I was raped at an early age. I guess I have to tell you because the Holy Spirit is putting me out there.
Okay.
But I was raped at a young age. And I was 13 when it happened, very first time. And the person that did it, I actually knew this person. And I, you know, it just took me on a whole different turn. My life wasn't even the same no more afterwards.
Okay.
And I used to just lay around and wait for that person because I couldn't tell my mom because I was I was second to the oldest. My mom, my father wasn't in our life then, wasn't in my life then. And my mom was the only one raising us. She had six kids. So I really couldn't tell her about it, but my mom used to keep a gun around. And I remember I used to get that gun, and I used to just lay out in the field and wait on this person to see his face again. I mean, it was just, it was on me just that strong because I wanted to do something to him because I didn't want my mom to do it. And she go to jail, and then it wouldn't be nobody to raise us.
Wow.
So I waited and waited and waited, but God would not let him cross my path why I was in that type of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When I was feeling all that hurt and shame and everything I was feeling at that time. Mind you, I was 13 years old.
Right.
So as I grew older, I could never catch him. But I kept up with his life, and I knew that his life was taking a terrible turn, and partly because of what he done to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met back up with this guy, I was actually grown. I was fully grown. I was doing hair in a beauty shop. And he walked in there to get his hair done. And when he walked in there to get his hair done, making all long story short, it was in my mom's beauty shop. I worked at her beauty shop. And as soon as he sat in the chair, it just everything flooded back on me about what had happened. I mean, I had went on with my life. I even had two children by then.
Mm-hmm.
And when I seen him, everything started flashing back. But at this time, I guess God had been dealing with him. He immediately started talking out of his mouth like asking for forgiveness and asking me, begging my pardon and all kinds of things he was saying. And as he was saying it, I was still thinking about strangling him and drowning him in the shampoo bowl. Just seeing the many ways I could kill this man right there in the beauty shop. And as he was talking, I didn't hear his voice. I heard God's voice coming through his mouth, speaking to me, ministering to me.
Wow.
And at that point of time, it's like all that terrible feelings I was feeling was starting to melt off just by the words he was saying. And I wasn't hearing his words. I was hearing the angel's words or the Lord's words coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped heal me at that instant to where I couldn't tell him right then that I forgave him,
mm-hmm.
but it took away the sting of that thing to the point where I wanted to do that terrible thing to him. And at that moment, that's when I found out what forgiveness was. It was awesome. After I was able to forgive him, a little while later, when I saw him again, I was able to, start back speaking and saying, to have a little conversation, but not much. I kept my distance.
Mm-hmm.
But I still was able to finally tell him I forgave him.
Amen.
And that was a big lesson for me in forgiveness. So forgiveness is very, very important. Very important.
Yes. That's a powerful testimony.
Yeah.
Powerful, powerful testimony, and apparently if God just had you share it, it was for someone,
Yes.
And like I said, we may never admit, or we may never know who it is, and it may not be for us to know who it is, but it's okay. We just hope and praying that, with you sharing and opening yourself up, that God is healing, we believe in. That God is healing someone right now with your testimony.
Man.
So I really, really thank you for that. I really thank you for that because that's nothing easy to share. That's I'm quite sure at the time was an embarrassing moment.
Yes.
It brings shame on you. It brings hurt. So with being able to talk about it, we know that God is a healer.
Yes, he is.
He's a forgiving God. He forgives. And the thing about it is we always want God to get the other person. But he said, I love that other person just like I love you.
Yes.
I love him too. So, even though we know he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes God looks just like us and he say not guilty.
Mm.
Especially when you repent.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank you, Shirley, and I want to say keep listening. Don't hang up. Keep listening. You just got us started.
Okay. I'm going to stay on the line.
You just kicked it off, and I thank God for you, and thank you for sharing that. I really do, and I mean that.
May I say something about that, too, as well? Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be real brief. Okay.
Evangelist,
I want to thank you for coming on the line. That was that, you know, the testimonies are always powerful, no matter how you look at a situation. And here it is, you was about to just, you know, just start talking, and then God moved you and made you share your testimony. It's, you wouldn't believe, I think it's like one out of every three households, a little girl, a little boy has been molested in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And for you to step up like that, I mean, you know, I gotta praise God for you on how you encouraging people by sharing your testimony. Also, too, I don't want to kind of quote the scripture. Remember, I don't know, was that David, I want to say, when he sent the soldier, he sent that lady's wife, husband out to go get killed in that war because he was lusting over that person?
Yes,
and
that was David.
That was David, right? And remember how he felt so bad, and he just kept on going and on, trying to ask God for forgiveness, and you know, and that man, I'm not gonna put it in that situation, but you know, when somebody asks for forgiveness like that, they are really getting beaten up, they really getting ate up, and so he had to face that fear again. It wasn't a fear of you, but he saw Christ in you.
Mm-hmm.
You have moved on. You stopped thinking about it, but that also that automatically said he couldn't move forward until he got the forgiveness from you, and you turned around and you forgave the man. You know how many people that you see on TV saying that they killed the person, or they stabbed that person, or they got their revenge on it, but you gave them so much.
Right.
You gave them that agape love. You gave them agape love, and that's unconditional. And I want to praise God for you, and thank you so much. Thank you for that testimony.
God just led me to the scripture. Can I read you all the scriptures? He just led me to the scripture. It's Romans 12, Romans chapter 12, 16 through 18. And he just took me here, and I'm reading it, and it says, Romans 12, starting at the 16th verse, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. See, he didn't want me to repay him evil for evil. He said, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depend on you, live peaceable with all men. He wanted me to have peace with that thing. He said, beloved, do not avenge yourself. He didn't want me to do that, kill the guy.
Yeah.
Do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And you know, he repaid him because his life took on a terrible turn. I mean, he even went in the service and went AWOL, and they was looking for him. All kinds of people was looking for him to do harm to him because he got into so much devious stuff. And even with all his life of doing devious things, it finally came to a head where he had to start making amends to some of them things. Because God made him my footstool. See, he made him bow down and ask for my forgiveness. And
come on,
that's
with
how
it.
God
Amen.
Repays us with, he says, vengeance is his. So
right.
I'm so glad God intervened and got a hold to me. And it just turned everything around for me. I mean, I cried.
Amen.
I cried that day. Tears was falling. But in them tears was the forgiveness that was washing me of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, deliverance. Amen.
Yes, deliverance.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, okay. Well, we're finna hit some more scriptures.
Amen.
We're finna hit some more scriptures. And if there's anybody else that, you know, that calls in and want to share, or you know, if you need to call back on to help somebody else that decided to share that can't get past, you know, then please do so. You know, whatever it is, God, you know, this is God's show.
Amen.
This is His. This is His doing, and it's marvelous in His eyes. Whether the devil like it or not, I don't care.
No, I
it's
thank God
for His
doing.
Eyes.
I thank God
you know,
what He's doing with you through this show. It's helping a lot of people. I see that. It just helped me.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. Okay. Okay, y'all. You still there, Dennis?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, I want to share a few scriptures as well as it relates to forgiveness. Okay? And anybody that's listening, what you want to do is you want to write them down. You don't have to take my word for it. I'd rather you get a pen and paper, write them down, look them up later, you know. Or if you want to look them up while I'm on the phone, that's fine. But I would rather for you write them down, because not only that, you don't have to take my word for it. Take the Lord's word. This is His words. So what I want to start off with Matthew chapter 18, verses 22. Matthew 18, 22. And this is a parable of the unforgiving servant. And you know what? I'm going to start at 21. It says, "Then Peter came to him and said, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I shall forgive him. Up to seven times?' And Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children, all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion. He released him and forgave him his debt." You see how he turned around and he owed a debt. First of all, the disciple Peter came to Jesus first, asking him, like, apparently somebody was getting on Peter's nerves, saying, "Man, how many times do I got to keep on forgiving this person?" He like, seven times a day? And Jesus said, "No, I ain't told you seven times. I said 70 times seven. That's a lot of forgiving. And we are throwing the towel on somebody in a heartbeat. I ain't finna keep on dealing with them. I ain't finna keep on forgiving them. I know I have said it. I am guilty of saying it. You know, but let the Holy Spirit deal with me. Give me a moment, and you better believe I'm going to forgive. Because it's in my blood. It's in my nature. I have the nature of Christ. I was made in His image and in His likeness. I have His nature. So Christ lives in me, and He lives in you too, which is the hope of glory. So when we allow the Christ that's in us to deal with us, the man said, the one that owed the debt, the servant that owed the debt, the master was about to take him and his children, and his wife. But he fell to his knees and he pleaded, asking him for patience. He said, "Have patience with me and I'll pay you all." Then the Bible says that the master was moved with compassion. He released him. And see, when somebody hurts you, it may not be the debt that this man owed, or they may not even come back and fall on their knees and ask for forgiveness like this man did. But you still got to release that person out your spirit, out your mind, out your heart, because it's torment to think all day, every day, this person hurt me. Even though that person did it, they gone, they on the other side of town, but it's still going on in your head. It's still going on in your heart. It's still going on in your mind. But we have to let the Holy Spirit move on us. The Bible says the master was moved with compassion. We got to let the Holy Spirit move on us and deal with us so that we may be moved with compassion. Because the minute he was moved with compassion, the Bible says he released him and he forgave him his debt. And whatever that person may owe you or however that person may have treated you, we got to release them and forgive them, even if it takes weeping. Like Sister Shirley just said when she just called in, she said she cried. You know why she cried? Because her flesh was hurt and she wanted to pay back. She was crying because, no, he shouldn't get away with this. But the Lord says, vengeance is mine. I'll repay. Let me do it. Now, I want to go a little further in this scripture because I want to also show you how unforgiveness, how cruel and rude unforgiveness is when you allow it. See, we just read about how the master forgave the servant. Now, we're going to go to verse 28 and see what the servant did right after that. It says, but the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me. I will pay you all. And he would not. But he went and threw him into prison until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told the master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I've had pity on you? And his master was very angry, and he delivered him to the torturer until he shall pay all that he owed him, until he pay his debt. Now we're looking at this man that just fell to his knees, asking for forgiveness to his master, because you're about to take my wife and my children and make me pay this debt. The master had compassion on him. The master was moved. The master released him and said, you are forgiven. He get out and turn around and go find somebody that owe him some money. This same person told him, please forgive me, fell to his knees and said, have compassion on me. I'm going to pay you. But guess what? He said, no, I ain't going to have no compassion on you. And that's how God feels. We do things to each other, or we have done something to somebody, because ain't none of our lives squeaky clean. We have done something to somebody, or we have done something to displease God, and we went to the throne of grace. We fell on our knees, asked God to please forgive me. I'm wrong for doing it. I'm wrong for hitting this person. I'm wrong for cursing this person out. I'm wrong for drinking all night. I'm wrong for rolling my eyes at my sister. I'm wrong for not even speaking to my sister. I'm wrong. We asking God to forgive us. Because he's a forgiving God, he does that. Then it's turn around. Soon as somebody do it to us, we want to get them. And they turn around and ask you the same thing. Same thing you just asked God. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me.
That's right.
And you're like, no. No, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. Amen. Amen. I believe that was a powerful parable that Jesus used to show us, and he used it to show us. To show us how we can be toward each other, but yet we want him merciful and loving toward us, but we're not like that with each other. We're not like that with each other. I want to read another scripture, and it's Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. And you let me know if somebody puts one, because I'm just going to flow.
Okay? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Proverbs 17, verse 9. And this is the book of wisdom. He said, he who covers a transgression seeks love. but he who repeats a matter separates friends. Wow. He who covers transgression, he sees love. I ain't trying to put you out there. I ain't trying to talk about you. But the Bible says, love hides a multitude of fault, and perfect love casts out fear. I believe we have the love of God and can cover the next person's sin instead of ready to expose them. Because we mad because look at them, God using them. Or look at them, they being blessed. Or we feel like they don't even deserve to be blessed because of what they've done to us personally or what they've said to us or how they've treated us. And we just feel like, no, they don't need to be blessed. Look at them, they still doing this, they still doing that. Who are you? What are you still doing? He without sin cast the first stone. Love hides all that. And if we had the love of God, like the Bible, the Bible type of love, not our conditional love, because God loves unconditional. He don't love based on condition, based on whether I give you something, based on whether I pay attention to you or not, or if I didn't see you or not, and all of a sudden today you're not going to love on me because I didn't see you, I forgot. I may have been going through something and I didn't even speak because I might have been operating in the wrong spirit right now. So let me just go off into this corner by myself and then all of a sudden you don't love me. Oh, she acting funny. Instead of going over there praying for me, saying, sister, I see you something is not going on with you, or brother, I see something's not going right with you today. Let me just say a prayer for you. Instead, what we do, well, you see her, she thinks she all that, or he thinks he all that. Not knowing that person is in warfare. That person probably just had everything thrown at them before they could even make it to whatever their destination is. That we don't know. But because we're insensitive to the Holy Spirit or to one another, we have to be more sensitive. I want to read now Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to keep giving scriptures because you know why? Because it's the word that talks about love, because God is love, and because God is a forgiving God, and we're supposed to be like him.
Well, somebody,
because he made in his image.
Somebody hit that one button.
Okay.
Somebody hit that one button.
Okay.
All right, I didn't even screen it, so we're just gonna bring him in off of God. Praise God. Area code 827244. How you doing?
Hey, this is Denise Cousins. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Sister Denise?
Hey. I'm just tuning in. I had to cook for my family and stuff, and you know, helping the kids with their homework. But when I seen it on Facebook, you said, "What is the power of forgiveness?"
The power of forgiveness and the power that can be over you for having unforgiveness.
That's awesome, sis. You be snapping with these topics.
You be the Holy Ghost.
Yes, I know. But
he be dealing with me.
come on. Just put us on out there. Be all up in our dresses drawers with that, okay? But the power of forgiveness, What it does, you know, it helps you to understand from a different perspective, from the other person's point of view, meaning that it brings you out of victim mode. It brings you out of victim mode. What forgiveness does is help you see from another's point of view, and then when you see from another's point of view, it brings you out of victim mode and brings you into conquering. You know, I believe when we operate in forgiveness and when we practice forgiveness and when we give, when we get forgiveness, what happens is that it transforms us also into maturity. you know.
Yes.
And it helps us not walk into condemnation, which will allow us to move to the next level in Christ.
Wow.
It also help us release people, understand people from a different perspective, meaning that if I forgive somebody, that means that I'm not thinking from the place of I got hurt or whatever the case may be. Sometimes I can look from another perspective and see this person that I am forgiving and understand hurt people hurt other people.
That's it.
So when I understand that hurt people hurt other people, I'm not coming from a victim role. What I'm coming from is this person may not even have admit to hurt me, but I forgive them because they're not delivered. You know,
right.
I release myself from them, from the affliction that they placed upon me. I release myself from them because they're hurt. You know, so then forgiveness also shows you how to intercede for somebody else other than yourself.
That's right.
I just believe that the power of forgiveness, it allows you to get out of yourself. It allows you not to be self-righteous, and it allows you to see mm-hmm. from a different perspective. You know, even when you forgive people, it shows you how God has forgiven you. So then you place the same forgiveness that you have been placed upon. You place the same forgiveness that was placed upon you by God. And then from seeing from another perspective, it helps you minister, but effectively.
Yes.
Because you can't have all that stuff on you, and you can't have all that stuff from the past and in you, and then expect yourself to minister to your sister, because then you're going to minister from a hurt place, and it's not going to be effective. All you're going to do is draw familiar people to you that has been hurt instead of people that has walked in deliverance or forgiveness, and then it can be iron sharpened iron instead of two hurt people talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what I believe. That's what the power of forgiveness does. It just brings us into the true identity of who we are, instead of operating or walking in a false identity of a hurt, victimized person.
That's right, because that's not who they really are, but because the enemy wants to keep them in bondage. Unforgiveness is one of the biggest tricks. This is one of the biggest spirits of the devil. Because unforgiveness holds back blessings. It keeps you in a realm of rebellion. Because anytime you rebel, anytime you're not operating in the word, you're rebelling against the word.
Right.
And the Bible says rebellion is such as a sin of witchcraft. So
yes,
now you're
in
another realm. Mhm. And you're powerless.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're powerless, and you think you're powerful, but you're not.
Yeah. Mhm. And you said the other part of the topic was also what the power of unforgiveness does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If I was to reply to that, what unforgiveness does is allow you, like I said, minister from a hurt place, but also what it does is it makes you hold on to bitterness, and it brings forth sickness upon your body. And it also hinders generational curses being broken, because what you begin to do is infect other people, other generations, and it becomes a cycle. Unforgiveness, the power of unforgiveness is it kind of is like an infection, like cancer. And as soon as you open up your mouth, you affect people with that unforgiveness in your heart. And if you're not careful, the person that you're supposed to be ministering to, you will begin to minister to them out of error.
Yes.
So I believe that the power, which is negative, of unforgiveness causes people to walk in error. Even when they want to testify, you will see them testify from a place of hurt and rejection and being a victim. And what happens is that you will say, oh, that was a good testimony, but then when you really listen to their testimony, they it sounds like self pity and anger. And that's not effective at all, not in the kingdom of God. So I believe that the power of unforgiveness is very negative, and we also have to be careful about that and just ask God to show us how to forgive, because forgiveness does not make us weak at all. And a lot of people don't want to forgive because they feel like I'm being weak if I forgive, because I'm saying that I'm letting another person take over me, and I'm saying that it was okay what they did, and that's not true. That's not true. So the power of unforgiveness is extremely negative, and it causes harm upon our body spiritually and naturally. And the unforgiveness makes us arrested in our development. So that's what I say about unforgiveness.
Amen. Praise God. Look, you hit that dead on.
Amen.
You hit that dead on.
Amen.
Sister Tiffany.
Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me?
I hear you well.
Yeah.
Okay. My phone was acting up. But amen. Thank you so much, powerful woman of God. Thank you so much. And this subject here actually can go on for months because it really needs to be taught on. Forgiveness needs to be taught, because people believe in angels, and they say they believe in God, but see, they don't believe in the demonic part of it.
Uh-huh.
That something you said, those cancerous spirits that they think they, well, I got cancer or high blood pressure or this and that and that and that, because it's a bloodline, you know. But it's a curse.
Yeah.
It ain't a blessing.
Yeah.
And if it just came up on you, because you probably need to forgive somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you release them and whoever else, healing hits your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I've learned, that when I forgive, joy hits me.
Yeah.
It feels so better. That I feel pounds lighter.
Yeah.
And I realize I've been carrying this person.
Mm-hmm.
Around with me all this time, and they done moved on with their life, and they don't even know.
Yeah.
And here and I, you know, you somewhere sick.
Yeah.
Because you feel like I ain't gonna forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And they somewhere the moved on, living their life, ain't thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like you said, another thing was a great point was hurting people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
If we take the things that people do to us and stand back and look at it and say, okay, what made this sister or brother or child act out like that?
Exactly.
Because that's not them. That's a spirit. It's a demon.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Now, what's in them? That's some hurt that's in them that have made them curse me out, that made them disrespect me, that made them backstab me, or whatever it is that they've done. What is it in them? See, that's my question now. That's how I address it.
Yeah.
When somebody respond to me in the wrong, this is the question that comes to my head. Okay, what's in them? What's wrong with them?
Or what has happened to them?
Or what has happened to them?
Mm-hmm.
That they're responding in this manner.
That's one of the reasons why I pray for my mom. I intercede for my mom. My mother's at fourth stage cancer. And I intercede and I pray for my mom all the time. But God had told me as I was laboring for her that the seed of cancer had came from her not forgiving the man who molested me when I was little. And she held on to that. And I understand. I understand. But that hovered inside of her, and that bitterness and that reliving that thing over and over again, and the unforgiveness in her heart, it took habitation within her. And then I think the fruit of that seed is like a tree, and it's spreading, it's a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I would say to anybody that's wrestling with the spirit of unforgiveness is to you know, ask God to deliver you from every spirit of bitterness and any spirit of self-righteousness, because you have done wrong in your life. And to ask God to help you in this area, and not only just help you in this area, but if you ask God for help in this area, and you've done it already, just ask God to tell you how to use the tools that He's already given you, instead of constantly asking over and over again, show me how to forgive or release me from this unforgiveness. But you still see yourself operating in that thing. Ask God to show you how to use the tools that He has given you by the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes we can be asked for something we already have, but then ask God to show us how to use it.
Amen.
And that's it, sis. But I really am enjoying you, although I just tuned in.
That's all right. Stay on. Don't go nowhere.
I'm not going nowhere.
Amen. Man, that's wisdom. That's not just, this is what's needed. This is what's needed. You know, it's what's needed in the household. It's what's needed in the church. It's what's needed on jobs. It's needed because the minute somebody do something to us, you better believe that I'm probably going to be the first one tested. As soon as the show over with. But you know what? One thing about I'm learning me. See, God already know me. I'm learning me is that you give me a moment, I'll come back and I'll apologize. Just give me that moment. And that's the dealings of the Lord. Let the Lord deal with me because I love God so much. I love His people.
Right. Amen.
We got to have a love. Because without love, you won't operate in forgiveness. You just won't do it. You're not going to do it. You're going to rebel. But you're going to remain sick. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much. Thank you
so much.
I'm
here for you.
Don't go nowhere. One more thing, I had a sister that just called in, wanted to get on the line, and she wanted to ask a question. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring her in.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. So Tamara, you on the line.
All right. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all?
Hi. How are you? God bless you.
All right.
God bless you as well. My question and concern was to the young lady that had mentioned how her mom had harbored unforgiveness and it festered into cancer. There are some things that I have been dealing with my mom that I feel like I have not forgiven her for because of things that happened to me. Mm-hmm. And do I need to mention it to her for me to forgive her, or do I just need to just deal with it on my own in order to forgive her, or how do I even know that I'm past that?
Is she asking me that?
I'm sorry, say that one
more
time.
You're asking me that. You're not asking Tiffany. Okay, so repeat that again about the last part. Do you need to mention it to your mom too to receive?
In order for me to, yes.
First of all, what I would say to you, sis, is that you need to pray first. Don't not go to her with zeal like I'm going to tell her, I've been holding this all this time, because love covers a multitude of sins.
Right.
So when you intercede for her, pray against anything that the enemy can try to do, whether it's, being offensive, confrontation, and not saying believe that the worst thing is going to happen, but what you're doing is just covering the ground before you even walk there with
Absolutely.
Her. And when you intercede for your mom, and ask God to show you there's a way to do things. Ask God to show you how to do something decent and in order, meaning that show me how to come to her. Every individual, is different. Mm-hmm. After you ask God just to show you how, what you want to do is, and I'm believing that this will happen for you.
Amen.
Is tell God. Tell your sister, your mother, what you have been experiencing,
mm-hmm.
and how you feel about the situation. Whatever is hard for you to forgive, her for. But then at the same time, in your personal time with God,
mm-hmm.
you tell God, show me how to forgive. And then
right.
also, without even having it yet, yes. Without even having it yet, like saying, for instance, I don't even feel like I forgive her. Say that
right.
you forgive her.
Okay.
You speak those things the way you want them to be. Do you understand? Like, say, for instance,
yeah.
when God tells us to say, do something, we don't always feel like doing it, but we do.
Right, right.
So what you can do is say, Lord, I forgive her. But then rebuke the spirit of unforgiveness. I rebuke the spirit of unforgiveness that is in my heart right now. I take authority over that. I am not a slave to my flesh. I am not a victim to my flesh. I am ambassador for Christ. I am not a slave to sin anymore. The devil is a liar. I do forgive my mom. I do forgive how she wasn't there for me. I do forgive this and I do forgive that. And I decree that you have given us the reconciliation of God's ministry. The devil is a liar. I do mm-hmm. and do and keep doing it until you feel it.
Okay.
Now you are not a slave to who what happened to you. You are not a slave. You are an ambassador for Christ. You are free. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So walk it out. Even if you don't feel it, walk that thing out until it manifests.
I'm afraid to hurt her. By me being a mom now, and if I had known what had happened to my, if I'd known that this happened to my children,
uh-huh.
I don't want to hurt my mother. So I've dealt with it myself
uh-huh.
in order to spare her feelings.
Right. Okay, but you said you fear hurting her, right?
Yeah.
You said you fear that. Come against
yes.
the spirit of fear. False evidence appearing real. Come against the spirit of fear. If this
okay.
is something that you need to do for yourself, God will give you wisdom about this thing. You know, if this is something that you need to talk to your mom about, God will give you a wisdom. It's some things that he'll say, you know what, forgive her. You don't even need to talk to her about. Then it's some
mm-hmm.
things that you need to say to your mom that things need to be brought out. But at the same time, you can't operate regardless on what choices is made. It can't, fear can't be behind it because whatever fear is behind, then
mm-hmm.
it's not right.
Right. Okay.
Am I making any sense?
Total sense. You are.
And then I wanna say this also. Be like she said, first pray.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
some things God tell us to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some things uh-huh. that we just probably won't let go ourselves.
Yeah.
And sometimes that person knows. Especially if they are our parents. They don't feel like they, oh, I'm the mama, I'm the dad, or whatever. I don't
right.
owe you nothing. I ain't got to come back and explain myself to you. So sometimes you just have to let it go.
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to release it and let it go yourself because what will turn around and happen is you'll mess around and go to her with that situation, and she don't respond in the way you think she should respond.
Yep.
You're
yeah.
going to be hurt on top of hurt.
Yeah.
That's true. That's why I said, and I do agree with
yeah.
you, Tiffany, but that's why I said you have to first say it in your own time with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive her because your forgiveness for somebody is not on what they do or how they receive you. That's not based
that's
on
right.
it. You're saying I forgive her because I'm supposed to. So
that's
if
right.
you responded any other way than what you think, she would have or she should have responded. I have already forgiven her. So
amen.
This is why
amen.
I was saying, you know, just pray about it first. God will let you know if you need to talk to her or not. And God is not the author of confusion. I wish Yahweh Shammah to be there with you, to give you the understanding that you need. But even over this situation,
yeah.
I lose the Yahweh Nisi, the Lord God, our banner, for God to wave his banner over this situation. It's already won. Any fight in Christ has already been won.
Yeah.
Listen to God. Don't move without God telling you yay or nay. And God will back you up.
Okay.
Right.
I love you, sis.
I love you, too, and
amen.
I really appreciate you.
No problem.
Amen.
Amen. I wanted
amen.
To say something really, really quick
mm-hmm.
To Tamara, right?
Yes.
Are you in church now?
I
okay,
am.
So you do have a spiritual.
Yes.
Do you and your mother go to the same church?
We do now, yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's real good because what I normally would do is like when me and my pastor would go out, we would have he's my spiritual leader. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes you want to get under a spiritual leader that can kind of mediate the situation.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you could be trying to say your thing and she trying to say her thing, and y'all don't have nothing resolved because that all that anger is built up. And you might need that spiritual leader to try to take you to the word, to try to go through that too as well. Let me see here. I don't know if I'm hearing. Can you hear me good?
Okay,
great. Yeah, so that's what you want to do too, and that way, when you have your spiritual leader in the front of that in the front of that situation, you already know God has already won, because whatever's in the Bible cannot be fault. So you are.
Hello. He blanked out. Blanked out as whatever's in the Bible can't be fault.
Amen. Can you hear me still?
I can hear you now.
Yeah. It's going in and out. Let's see how to. That's right. But amen. I'm gonna try to keep you going. Basically, just get your spiritual guidance. And you might want to talk to your spiritual guidance. Get a couple of get some counseling first.
Okay.
And then that way, all three can come together. Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Love you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Amen. Hello?
Amen. Yeah, we still on. I just can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Yeah, the microphone.
You hear me?
Yeah, that's the microphone. But I hear you great.
All is well. You know, the enemy try to pull anything, all this wisdom and knowledge and going forth, but we come against that. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that every ear that's listening, that iron sharp is iron, that someone is being sharpened right now, somebody is being delivered, somebody is being set free, somebody know that they are, because to be honest, unforgiveness is a prison. It's a prison door. It's like being in jail, and you don't even know you locked up. One thing the Lord said to me before is, how do you know you're free? How do you know you're in bondage until you're free? Once you're made free, you look back like, oh, my God, I was in that. Oh, my God, I thought I was right about this. You see what I'm saying? You start. Once you are made free, once you are brought, once your mind is delivered, your heart is changed. And that's a touch from God that'll do that. And that's something you got to want. And another thing I was thinking about as the two sisters were talking, with the men in the Bible, the servant, that wanted forgiveness from his master, he humbled himself. The Bible says he fell down to his knees. And even though once he got up, he acted a fool and went looking for whoever owed him some money, when he went and grabbed that person, the Bible says that person fell to his knees. You have to be in a humble situation, in a humble prostrate. That's how you got to be, asking for forgiveness. You got to make sure your spirit, man, is humble. We can't come with the wrong spirit. We can't say, well, I just asked for forgiveness. Either you're going to forgive me or you're not. No, wrong spirit. No, that's not God. And it's not from the heart. You're doing it just because you know that's just the right thing to do, but you don't mean it. You know, because I've done it like that before. I've done it in immaturity. I forgive you. You know what I'm saying, Dennis? I forgive you. But guess what? I really didn't forgive. I just said it because it was the right thing to
do. Right.
And it was the right thing to
That's
say.
Right.
But we have to be humble. We have to humble ourselves because we don't want God to humble us. We have to humble ourselves before the hand of the Almighty God. And I believe once we humble,
man, because I pray, I really pray that doors, that the prison doors will open on tonight. And I decree and declare that the captives are set free. I decree and declare that chains are being broken even now in the spirit realm, and it will manifest in the natural. And I pray that over Tamara's life and anybody else's life that's listening that have not come forth to say it's hard to forgive. But I say get in a humble position. Fall to your knees and just cry it out. And I want to give a small testimony. Saturday, I was hurt. To me, I had the most cheapest shot from the devil. That on my way to the prayer breakfast. And it hurt. You think it didn't hurt? It hurt. But I got to that breakfast, and I said, God, I refuse to walk in these doors feeling the way I'm feeling. The move of God at that prayer breakfast Saturday was so powerful. It was ridiculous. Lives were changed. And then I understood why the devil had to hit me one more time before I walked in the door. I got to get her one more time, and I pray she give up and don't walk through this door, because he already know the power of God. The Holy Ghost was going to come in and sweep the house, and people were going to receive the thing that they were looking for, and that's freedom, free in their mind. I got testimonies telling me how they are free, telling me how they didn't love. They stopped loving their spouse, and how they see their spouse in a total different way, and how they fell in love with them all over again since Saturday. Come on, tell me what kind of God is that? Freedom. Break every chain. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to unlock prison doors. As a matter of fact, to some people, the door is already open. All you got to do is walk out. You don't have to be in bondage. You don't have to stay in it. It's a choice. What I want to do, I want to take a 2-minute commercial, and I want to come back. We got a few minutes left, a few minutes to take a few more calls, because we want to put this devil to rest, this demon called unforgiveness. We are here to annihilate it tonight, and we decree and declare that you will be free. And deliverance will follow you wherever you're at. Deliverance will meet you at your home, your room, your bedroom, your car, wherever you may be. We decree and declare deliverance is your portion on tonight in Jesus' name. Let's go for a commercial break, Dennis.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagement.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite services. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space. space one, and download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let's go.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Amen. We back in.
Amen. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
All the time.
And I wanted to set the record straight. Also, I didn't get a chance to finish this. That even though Saturday I was hit hard in the spirit realm, and I still had to go forth in the things of God, that I had been waiting for this person to call me. And she didn't call. So guess what I did? I text her. And I said, sister, I love you. In spite of what the devil tried to do, I still love you. Do you know she didn't respond? But guess what the Lord already told me? Don't you look for a reply. Because they may not never humble themselves and say that they were wrong or say that they were even sorry. They may not even look, they may not even do it. But as long as I know it's between me and God, he forgave me and I forgave her. I'm free. I'm free. The only thing I pray is her freedom now. That she's not anywhere in bondage and allowing the enemy to run around rent free in her head, her heart, her mind, her spirit. That's the only thing I can do. But I had to release Tiffany. It's not worth it. Is it worth it? No. Can we get the time back? No. We can move on. We can grow and go. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you know, I got a lot of scriptures on forgiveness and forgiveness. I wasn't playing tonight. We gonna knock the devil head off because we got a lot of household in bondage, a lot of relationships, a lot of marriages won't go forth because the spouse did something, you know, some years ago, whether it was a husband or the wife. They still together, living together and everything, but won't nobody forgive. And what they're doing, they're hindering their own blessings. They're hindering the flow of God in their house. They're hindering the flow of God in their children. They're hindering their own finances. Unforgiveness, boy, this is a powerful devil. If you let it be powerful over you now, because it won't and cannot overpower the Holy Spirit. It cannot overpower love. So let that mess go. So what? Let it go. One thing I'm learning is we get older and older. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Tiffany? I'll be having to say hello because my mic go in and out.
Okay.
It's also a generational curse.
That's right.
You know, if it's been a generational curse, it could skip a generation and go to the next generation. And sometimes people just be bitter for no reason. And that's also, too, that's something that needs to be cleansed in your household. You know, you just feel a certain way for just no reason. You just feel helpless in situations.
Yep.
You know, sometimes the generational curse can also battle. Like, look at Cain and Abel. You saw that situation.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that's another thing that I want to implement. But I'm not get long winded with it, but that's another thing that was sitting on my heart.
Yeah. Because God didn't accept Cain's offering. He accepted his brother. Cain got jealous. We gotta watch about that spirit of jealousy. That envy.
That's right.
But God being who he is, omnipresent, everywhere, he gave a chance. He said, Why is the look on your face? Why are you looking like that? He said, if you do good like your brother, I'll be pleased with you too. You know, but he also warned him, if you don't get that evil out your heart that you think I don't see and I see it, sin is crouching at your door. He let him know, sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is for you. Those were God's exact words. So guess what? When we don't forgive, that's what's crouching at your door. Sin, because the only way it can come in is if you let it in. And you let it in through what? Not forgiving. And if desire is for you, immediately Cain did not forgive, and guess what happened? He turned into a murderer and murdered his own brother. And we may not be murdering with knives and guns, and some of us are in the street, in households, but some of us murdering with our mouth, disrespecting each other, curse words, tearing people down when you see them trying to do good, because jealousy. These are the little branches of the strong man. We gotta go to God, or else you're gonna kill yourself. And that's what's gonna happen. You're killing your own dreams. You wonder why stuff can't come to pass. You got a desire to open all types of stores. You got a desire to open boutiques. You got a desire to do all type of things, but you can't even get over that hump because of what? Unforgiveness. Someone told me this a while ago. They said, if you could just forgive this person. And I thought it was so hard. I'm like, I can't. They say, God said, if you can just forgive, he got a platform waiting for you. He got something he want to bless you with, but he can't give it to you. He got to hold it in his hand until you release what's in your hand, and that's unforgiveness. And guess what? I began to cry out. God, show me how to forgive. Teach me how to forgive. I don't want to feel this way that I'm feeling. It hurts, but I don't want to feel it. God, teach me how to forgive these people. Please. I begin to just beg, God, show me, because I don't know how. I can't do it in my own strength. And that's how we got to just get naked before God and tell the truth. I can't do it in my strength, but I can do it through yours. And I tell you, I stayed at the altar. I kept running back and forth to the altar. I wasn't going to get off the altar. And so that thing freed me. So God freed me from that thing, and guess what? Doors of opportunity begin to swing open. I ain't have to look for nobody. They started looking for me. And I'm like, all of that? All of this just because I decided to forgive? I should have been forgave.
That's right. That's
a long
right.
time ago. So now I'm thinking, God, the next time something like this come up on me, I immediately got to respond. Okay, God, that just hurt me. Okay, show me how to... That help me out again. I don't want unforgiveness to enter in my heart no more. I ain't got time for it. No. I got somewhere to go. If you think about your destiny, that you got somewhere to go and a place to be, you ain't got time to entertain no foolishness. And so that's how I look at things now. You curse me out, you mistreat me, guess
wow.
what? God bless you. I love you, but I got to go. I'm on my way. I got one life to live. And I say the same to you. You got one life to live. Live it to the fullest. Why not be everything that God ordained you to be? And that's you're big and bad enough to be. Just be that. And keep going. No matter who comes and who don't come, no matter who supports or who don't support. So what? Keep going. It might be just God doing it. Or you may come around and run back into them later on. This may not be their season with you. Can't be bitter. Can't walk in unforgiveness. I had to learn it. Can nobody teach me that? I had to learn it. And I'm giving it to you. Freely give it. Freely receive, freely give it. I'm telling you, let it go. It ain't worth another gray hair. It ain't worth another night that you can't sleep. It's not worth it. But I want to give you one, another scripture, and this is in Matthew. Write these scriptures down. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. It says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespass." So this right here just hurt a lot of people. That scripture in itself, that's walking around saying, "I know God forgave me." No, he did not. Not if you ain't forgive your own family. Not if you ain't forgive your own children. Not if you ain't forgive that person next door. Not if you ain't forgive the brother or sister in the church. Not if you ain't forgive that leader. If you didn't forgive, guess what? He didn't forgive you. And that's not my word. It's the Bible. I want you to read it yourself. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. If you forgive, the Lord said, "I'll forgive you." If you don't forgive, the Lord said, "I will not forgive you." So I think you really don't have a choice in the matter, because who wouldn't want forgiveness from the Creator of all creation? If anybody that I need on my side is God, I got to make sure I'm in good standards with him. Before I make sure I'm in good standards with man, I got to make sure first me and God. I got it. God, am I all right? Did I please you? What I say wrong? What I do? Okay, you right. And guess what? Because I went to text the lady, and something told me, and it wasn't the Lord. Wait till you see her. Wait till you see her. No, I may not never see her. Right? So this is my only means of communication. It's through text message, and I'll use that. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
God is good.
You said something powerful. You said a couple of things that made me come up with something, too. And tell me when Mike is going in and out, too, okay?
Okay, I'll let you know.
You said God won't forgive unless you forgive. Now, if you look at it, say you're in the middle, how could you see the cross if you're looking forward?
Yes, you're going in and out.
You can see the cross looking forward, but if you turn around, I'm going in and out. Okay, wait a second.
Okay,
let me change.
Okay,
you do it now. I got a sound now.
Okay.
All right, if you're going and you're walking and you're looking forward, right, you see God, that's forgiveness. You look behind you, how could you see unforgiveness behind you if you're trying to go forward? God will automatically, like you said, he will turn you around to make you face away from him to battle what you got to get out of your system, because you are worshiping unforgiveness. He wants you to worship him. So how could you worship unforgiveness when you're trying to worship him? That's almost like saying, "Okay, God, you right. I'm going to do it. You right. I'm going to do it. But as many times you're saying, "Yeah, you right, I'm going to do it. Them gates going to be locked until you actually do it. Why keep the bitterness going when you know what it's doing to you? And I'm just saying this because of off of what the scripture says. I'm not saying this off of, because I have often a lot of people's shoes, and it's easier said than done. So let me get that out there. Yeah. It's easier said than done. But you know you have a chance, an opportunity to do the skit and get it done. You have that opportunity. So it's up to you. You got to pray to him. He's going to forgive you. You got to pray to him and keep saying, hey, God, you know, hey, you got to go in that closet and see his face whenever you're ready. That's why I always say, man, people, get a spiritual leader. Talk to him. You know, that way you'll know, or learn the word yourself. That way you will know if a person is pure at heart or if you know that you're being toyed with. You know, that unforgiveness is a monster. Okay. And we that dirty rag, and he still loves us. We still got to take that. But go ahead. I'm done.
It's okay. It's okay. Man, because I'm thinking,
you
right?
Do your thing.
I'm thinking, you know, sometimes we can take up a trade or we can go to school for this and go to school for that. And we think when we're doing our thing, God blessing me, God blessing me. You haven't even seen the blessings of God. You haven't even tapped into the blessings of God. The Bible says, for the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow. So even though you got this new job, all this little money you got coming in, okay, who's to say it's God? First of all, the Bible says, if no man work, you don't eat. So you just made that yourself. You don't work, you don't eat. So you did the principles. You're following the principles. You're working, so you're eating. So that's going to come natural. But I'm talking about the blessings of God or overflow, stuff that you know you ain't even deserve, stuff that you know you didn't even work for. Those are the blessings. That's what he want to do in your life, but he can't do it. And then so many people have so many desires. He said, I will give you the desire of your heart, but I can't give it to you because what? You won't forgive. Sin in a way. Unforgiveness is a sin. It's a sin. Yes, it is. For all the religious people, it's a sin. So you feel like you ain't in sin. Think about you ain't forgive. Because the man, I'm going to be honest, the main people is the church people. Because you think I'm in church and I'm this, and God called me a prophetess, and God called me, I know who I am in the Lord. You know, I hear so much of that, it get on my nerve, because when you know who you are, you ain't got to even tell nobody. They'll walk up to you and tell you who you are. We got to sit this prideful demon down. Pride and unforgiveness. Holy. It's right. It's the word, and it's right. I promise you, I was not feeling good today. But I ain't come over here, I ain't come on here to play with nobody. I came to share that it's real, the devil ain't playing, and he want to kill you. He want to kill you, he want to keep you on all type of medications, he wants you to keep drinking, he wants you to keep doing drugs, all because of this demon. Unforgiveness. Right along with the other ones, the family that goes around with it. Jealousy, hatred, envy, pride, haughtiness, hurt, anger, bitterness. He want to trick you straight to hell. Where he going? That's what he want to do. Don't speak. You ain't got to speak to her. She just mad because you got that position. Get somewhere and sit down. No. That's not God. One thing about me, and I think that's just who I am. When I find out somebody got all against me, I go to you. You ain't got to worry about, did I do something? Tell me what I did. Because guess who I'm helping? I'm helping you. Because I really don't know what I did to you, if I did anything, but I want to help you get free. I'm not trying to confront you I want me and you to be on one accord. Because if you have the outlook of, man, how old am I now? How old will I be tomorrow? I'll be one day older than I was today. Do I have time? How much time is left on this earth for me to do the will of the Father? The Bible says, work while it is day, for night coming when no man can work. while you got some activity of your limbs, your legs, your back, your arms, your fingers, your eyes, while you can still see. And those of you that are not doing the will of God, you need to start doing it. I don't care what kind of work you're doing on your job. Start to minister to somebody. Save a life. Minister to somebody. Tell them about it. Give them your testimony. Tell them how you were just in all type of mess. That's doing his will. That's doing the will of the Father. I want to share another scripture. And I've heard this scripture quoted different ways, and I've heard it, you know, being preached, but it was an error. And like you said, you got to get in the Word yourself. You can't sit and be mad at preachers because they got up immature and they taught you immature because you believed what they said and you ain't opened your own Bible. Now you mad at them. Now you don't want to go to church no more. Now you want to take it out on God. Now, you still held responsible, believe it or not. When the day comes for you to see Christ, you can't tell him, the preacher made me mad, my pastor made me mad, or the woman that's sitting next to me on that row, she did me wrong, and so I ain't going to church no more. Mm-mm. God don't want to hear that. He don't want to hear it. Unforgiveness. He don't want to hear it. The poor excuse.
Amen. You, Tiffany, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, I had another call. I know you said interrupt you when you get callers coming in.
Yes.
I got another call for you.
Okay.
All right, let me break them. Right, let me see here. Okay, we got Austin. Austin, 248. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Austin. How are you?
Hello, Miss Tiffany. I've been enjoying listening to you all night so far. You know, like I told you, call screener, I don't listen to you regularly, but it's been a pleasure so far.
Oh, amen. Thank you.
I thought you'd tell them it's a little bit of an embarrassment what I'm calling about. And I don't know if you usually hear this kind of thing, but I've been having mixed questions about my sexuality lately. And I know it sounds like maybe I'm joking or maybe I'm confused and I don't know what I'm doing, but, you know, I'm in my late 20s at this point, and it's getting kind of wearing me down when I go to work, when I go to church every single Sunday, and I even serve communion with the family every now and then, and it's just wearing down on me. I'm kind of confused on what to do about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever had anybody that's confused about their sexuality? I mean, for people
actually,
that I hear people all the time on the radio and online talking about it, but it's always different with you from a first-person perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually know people. I do. I know people. And I want to ask you this. Were you molested or anything as a child, or even as a young teenager?
You know, I think the major issue is that I have a wife and a kid, and I don't know if this is some kind of demon haunting me, or I just have no idea, but I know in my heart it's not right to have a wife and a child and feel the way I do. Now, when I was growing up, to answer your question, I don't remember any molestation. I don't know if I'm repressing that, but that was always a concern of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have anything concrete to say. And trust
me,
I would immediately go to that if I knew.
Okay. Amen. Is my next question is any family members? Do they operate in...
See, that's another... I have an older brother, and we used to wrestle in the shower, but there was nothing gay about it. His name was John.
Mm-hmm.
He's in prison right now, but, you know, we never did anything... I guess I should... Disgusting. You know, I find it disgusting this kind of behavior. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm calling you right now. I've been listening to a couple different things, and yours spoke to me the most. I just, I guess I'm looking for your opinion on how I'm going right now and how to answer what I'm feeling right now.
What I feel that, I feel like there's a door open. There's an open door. I feel that there's an open door somewhere. Do you, are there any coworkers or anything in that way? Because actually that type of, what people don't understand is this. They'll take a someone that's wrestling with the spirit of homosexuality, and they'll think that that's the worst thing in the world to be, right? But
oh,
sin
yeah.
is sin. What we have to realize that it's one spirit, and it's a spirit of perversion. It's a spirit of perversion. And sin is sin. And what's happening is that's what you need to pray. How often do you pray? How's your prayer life?
You know, you're going to think I'm lying, but I realize this is wrong. I've been a Christian my entire life. I've been raised. I've gone to church every single week since I was a toddler. And these feelings are just conflicting with my beliefs, and it's so hard to fight. But, you know, I pray every night when I wake up in the morning. I pray, and it's just, it's hard to claim that you pray that way, I know, because a lot of people say they go to church, they say they pray, but I pray every single day.
But can I tell you this? I pray every single day too, but I don't have a husband. And so my desire...
So
huh? Hello?
I'm sorry?
Okay, can you hear me?
Please hear me.
Okay,
yes, I'm
what
sorry.
I'm trying to explain to you is that I don't care how much we pray, we still have spirits to fight. They're going to try us. They're going to come after us. And actually, I believe being that we are in church, that we've given our life to God. See, people don't believe that believers, those that are in Christ, go through these things. But even being in Christ, we still have our daily battles. And it's the spirit of perversion that's trying to attach itself to you. And one more question. Have you talked with your wife about this?
I got to be honest. I haven't said a word. I don't know if she has suspicions. You know, my child even might have suspicions. But I had a question for you. You know, I've got a nice sized Doberman, and sometimes I can't help myself but to do sexual things with it. Is that wrong?
Okay. I didn't hear you.
Let me ask you, can I ask this?
Go ahead, because I didn't hear you.
Oh, please.
Well, you know what, Austin, I think what it is, man, what you need to do really is you do need to sit down with your wife. You do need to sit down and talk this over, like a focus group, some kind of support group. Like you say, you go to church. You need to have you talked to your pastor about this situation? You know,
okay.
What it sounds like.
I'm afraid
you,
of being shunned, though. You
okay.
know, I don't want to be kicked out of my church for admitting my feelings.
Okay. I totally understand. I what I think to you is you have to be 100% with yourself. Once you be 100% with yourself, then I know that you will have that answer to whether you claiming homosexuality out of confusion. That means you pretty much almost gearing towards that way, you know, and to be honest, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, we don't condone in it because, you know, they said in the Bible, you got to listen to the word, but at the same time, right now until today, it's not for us to judge, it's for God. to judge you is not for men, human to judge.
Honestly, my friend, I disagree. I disagree because I have felt a completely different way for my entire life until the past few months. And as soon as you brought this dope in my house, and I bent over to wash the floor and it started humping me, I have completely changed my point of view, and it disgusts me to tell you the truth.
Okay.
And this is what I would suggest, okay? Get rid of it. Get it out your house. You have to get it out. If that's one thing. If you want
to
be free...
To have sex with an animal, is that in the Bible?
Yes. Yes, it's totally wrong. It's totally
wrong. Just, that's why I said I hope you don't think that I'm taking it the wrong way, but it's so conflicting with my beliefs.
Yeah, it is conflicting with your beliefs because it's not right. Because the Bible says even, he talks about the in Romans chapter 1 and 2 about the different sins. But even those that deny God, he openly tells them, I place myself in everybody. He's placed himself in us.
And I place myself
so
with my dog, yes. I understand. And you know what, my dog? I feel really bad about this because my dog does not have the same mentality that a human has. And that's what makes it truly sad.
This is what I would say. First, get rid of the dog. You want to be free, right? You want to be free, Austin?
Normal.
Okay.
You want to be normal.
Okay, but that's the first step. I would. Huh?
Should I put it down? Is that the easiest way?
I would say take the dog to the animal.
Well, I know we gotta take some more calls. We gotta, we can talk to Austin on the back end a little bit, but we do have to take some more calls, Sister Tiffany.
Okay.
You don't have more calls. I just asked one question. Is it wrong for my dog to run away when I put my penis in its butt?
See if there's a call for him. Somebody may want to help. See if there's a call for him.
I definitely got him on. I'm putting him on the back end so that way we can.
Cause I don't want to lose. I don't want him to hang up.
Oh no, he's not hanging up. We have the calls coming in.
Yeah. Okay. Is someone else on there ready to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Let me through. We only got a few minutes left.
Okay. Let me see here. We got a caller.
Let's
just take it out. 872
area code
244.
Yeah.
How
are
you doing?
This Denise. Yeah. This Denise again. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay. I heard what the man was speaking, and if this is not an attack from the enemy, like first of all, what I'm trying to discern is this is just somebody just playing on the line. But if he's serious, the way what I hear him dealing with is bestiology and a spirit of perversion. All of that is linked into one. Perversion, it has different trees to it. I was about to go to the scripture. Oh, God, I don't know if it was listed. Hold on. But what I was trying to say is that the way he needs to deal with this, and the way I want him to look at this is that I want to truly know if he's saved. I don't know if he prays to Mary. You see what I'm saying? Like I don't know if he's into being a Catholic. If he believes in Jesus, it depends on what he believes that's saved. And then it's the true salvation of Jesus Christ. Now the knowledge of homosexuality is the truth of the spirit of homosexuality is that he feels this conflicting desire and he knows that it's wrong. And the reason why he's tapping into other things like bestiology. Is he trying to act it out? He is. It's almost like to the forefront. He suppressed it for so long. Now it's manifested itself, and it's definitely an abomination. An iniquity is a bent sin towards something. Have you ever looked at somebody's life? Different people, one person in their family, everybody are alcoholics. Another person in their family, everybody may be promiscuous. Another person in their family, everybody ends up divorced or are adulterous, you know.
That's right.
Well, we all... Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. Everybody has an iniquity in their bloodline. We
That's
was
right.
born in iniquity. So my
That's
iniquity
right.
means probably is fornication in my family. Everybody had
right.
babies out of wedlock. Somebody else's iniquity may be a lot of people in their family was born out of an adulterous relationship. Somebody else's iniquity may be everybody in their family on drugs. Every iniquity is looked at the same, and homosexuality is an iniquity too. Do you understand? That's a bloodline curse. If it's not a choice, like something that he just acted on, it's a bloodline curse. So what I wanted to look at this, look at the spirit of homosexuality from a different standpoint of it's wrong. It's a sin. Yes, it is a sin. It's wrong. Yes, it is. It's wrong. But he knows that already. How do I deal with that? We were born in sin. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. David says that, what is that in Psalms 91?
Psalm 51.
Yes, Psalm 51.
I'm trying to get to it.
And when we all have these different iniquities. I want him to look at it. See, I don't know if he knows the word, but I want him to look at it from the standpoint of an iniquity. And whatever, I can feel like as a human being, I want to kill somebody because they did something to somebody in my family. But I'm not a murderer until I do it. We can't do everything that we desire to do. You understand what I'm saying? It's called self-control.
Right.
And I do understand the scripture with it, whatever the man thinketh, so he is. I get that. But what I'm saying is I can think about stealing something, but until I do the actual act, so
right.
everything that you feel, that's not your identity because the enemy
right.
approaches you in your emotions and our identity, and we are not slaves as Christians to our flesh. We are not slaves to iniquity. Jesus was bruised for our iniquity, so therefore we don't have to suffer for something that was already reconciled back to Christ or the ransom has already paid.
That's
illegal ground. That's illegal ground.
I can tell with him, this thing has a stronghold on him.
Yeah.
So this thing has a stronghold on him because the minute I said, get rid of the dog. Now think about us before marriage or some not even married. The minute we get into fornication.
That's right.
And it's time to be delivered. And God comes to deliver.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah.
We may experience deliverance at that moment.
Yeah.
But then the time that was spent with that person, memory recall starts to play. It may be a month later, 2 months later, three months later. Memory recall. See, the minute I said, get rid of the dog, he started talking about his love for that dog.
Yeah.
The minute God said, get rid of the man, we started thinking about our love and our time we spent with this person.
Right.
It means something. It's a stronghold because the thoughts only come, that's the spirit of the enemy come because now it's fighting against God's word.
Yeah.
God said, get rid of it, but the devil whispered in the other ear saying, but you spend a lot of time with it. He really do love you. He just ain't ready for marriage. He really do this. He really do love you. He just got an anger problem. He just he hit every now and then. He ain't
right.
gonna hit. You understand what I'm saying? It's a
right.
stronghold.
Right.
And so in order to be totally free and delivered, the first step is
breaking out
the one, his first step was confessing, and he
yeah.
confessed it. But now you got to get rid of it.
You got to break out of agreement.
Get the dog after. You got to come out of agreement.
Yeah, we're going to have to
you
break
gotta
him
come out of agreement.
Because I don't want to
exactly.
leave him open like that.
That's right. That's right.
We definitely going to have to pray for him. And that error right there. That,
and we got one.
Right
we
there.
Got 1 minute since before prayer.
Oh.
We got one. Cause see, last week I got off the phone because I was trying to get the phone calls, and
uh-huh.
we didn't pray. But tonight
okay.
we're gonna lift Austin up. We're gonna lift
yes.
Austin and whoever else is listening.
Let God have his
we're gonna
way.
Lift him. Yes, we're gonna lift him up tonight. Is he still on the line, Dennis?
No, he hung up. He probably just listening in there.
He probably just listening.
Okay.
But we definitely can. Pray for him and do whatever you feel, sis. I'm backing
Amen.
You up, and I'm in agreement.
Amen.
And I also had 2 minutes
left. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
I had like 2 more calls. Yeah.
Okay, tell them they got 1 minute because
okay.
we got to pray tonight.
And we got to
okay.
give him the scripture for bestiology in the Bible.
Okay.
God, I'm trying to find
Amen.
It right now. I know it's an endless
time. I'm going to bring Beretta back on.
Okay. We got 30 seconds. Come on.
Hey, Beretta, you on live.
Hello.
You're on live. Yeah.
Hi, Tip. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, bless you. I'm good.
I was calling because, you know, I was just listening to the whole show. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Every time we have an attack, especially something concerning often familiar, it's a door has been opened. And, you know,
exactly.
and it don't always have to be molestation
right.
or anything. Like, it could be a generational thing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
because some spirit travels through generations. And the first
mm-hmm.
thing that God had always told me, asked me, do you want to get rid of it? That was the question. Do you want it? And we have to, we say stuff with our mouth, but our hearts say something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
right.
I say to him, if we have a connection with God, it's going to be a struggle, but it's possible. Yeah, our deliverance is possible. Our healing is possible. So the first step is, do you actually believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
That's right.
So
just to say that, you know, you have to acknowledge it and follow that agreement, like you were saying. But the prayer, I'm definitely in agreement with you with the prayer to pray for him. But to find out
okay.
where he is spiritually, we could go to church for years, but that don't mean we have a
right.
good relationship with Christ.
Let us get the last call. Go ahead. Come on. We got to move fast. Put them on,
okay.
Dennis.
Last call, Evangelist Shirley Jenkins. I know she wanted to say something.
Okay, we got
30
seconds, Shirley.
Yes, I'm still on the line, too, and I'm in agreement with you with this prayer. And I think you might be looking for a scripture out of Leviticus chapter 11, talk about the unclean animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're going to go in now. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for
yes.
this call. We thank you
yes,
for this for this radio show. We thank you for every
yes,
listener.
God.
We thank you for
yes,
Austin.
Lord.
We lift up Austin
yes,
and everybody
God.
That's dealing with unforgiveness
yes.
or any sins that may came in by way of bloodline curse, generational curse, any open doors, Father. We shut the doors right now in the spirit realm right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that every angel that's assigned
yes,
to each and one, every
yes.
one of our lives, Father, is released right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that you said in your word, any man that call on your name, they shall be saved. They shall be delivered. They shall be forgiven, Father. And so, Father, you hear the cry of Austin right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare that his sins are forgiven. We decree and declare that he come out of agreement right now in the name of Jesus. We bind every stronghold, Father. We pull it down right now in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of perversion. We come against it right now. We break we break it off of him right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that his life and his mind has changed, that he want to come out of a grievance, Father. Even though he's dealing with the spirit of unforgiveness, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that all the prison doors are open, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that they may be free. And who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Right now in the name of Jesus, we bless him right now. Father, we decree and declare curses are broken. Bloodline, Father, we decree and declare that your bloodline is the bloodline that they have. That's the DNA that they have, the blood of Jesus, right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God, that your word shall go forth with power and demonstration, Father, and it shall do that you sent it to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that Austin is saved, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh,